I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The old-time argument that we can't know if Jesus even existed is absolute nonsense. You still actually hear people say that. Only recently I saw that as an argument made by somebody on television, and I couldn't believe it because I can't think that any intelligent, even secularist, would take such a view. We have so much evidence for Jesus in the literature of non-believing writers of the time that I can't believe that anyone who was informed would take such a view, so therefore I assume the person was not informed. But yeah, no, we can be very, very confident. We have enormous historical evidence for Jesus, and there is no other text of antiquity that can come close to the New Testament in terms of its attestation, in terms of numbers of copies. We have over 5,500 copies of the New Testament that have survived, and some of those individual manuscripts are within 50 years of the time of the original that was written at the time of the apostles. So we have incredible evidence for at least the true documents. And then it becomes a question of, do we believe the documents? But we do not have to deal with, no serious Christian should be concerned that the text has been tampered with or that we do not have what was actually said or done. You actually hear people say such things. But if you investigate it for just a short time, you come to realize, no, we can be absolutely confident that we have what was said at the time by the witnesses to the events, and the Gospels are eyewitness testimony. It's very important that we don't think we're looking at, say, anonymous tradition, as modern scholarship often argues, that these are sayings that were passed down by who knows who, with who never knows what connection to the actual events. No, the testimony of the New Testament itself is that these are the words of the eyewitnesses. And you can demonstrate scientifically and in a scholarly way that that's a very believable claim.
Any thoughts about maybe just as we read the gospel accounts, do you have one account that you like to read more than the others?
I've always been partial to the Gospel of John. I think the Gospel of John is just so precious. And I think that's a common experience, not that he's the only one, but I mean, there's a very specialness, great specialness to the Gospel of John. You know, I would say it this way. As Christians who are interested in following Jesus, the cross should always be at the center of our devotional thinking. And I'm not sure it always is, you know. That is, we could do more contemplating and meditating upon the significance of the cross than we do serious thinking about what happened there and what Jesus did for us and who he is and what it meant that he came and did those things.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.